This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Just days before Colorado votes on reintroducing wolves, the Trump administration says it will remove the animals from the endangered species list. CPR's Sam Brash reports.
Interior Secretary David Bernhardt announced the news earlier today. If it survives legal challenges, all states would take over wolf management from the federal government. Mike Phillips is a wolf expert supporting the Colorado initiative. He says the decision won't impact the ballot plan a bit.
Except it makes the restoration under a Colorado program even more important.
Phillips says the move could make wolf restoration more straightforward. That's because Colorado continues to have strict state laws protecting the species. If federal protections are removed, the state wouldn't need federal permission to reintroduce the predators. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
The Boulder County Commission picked a new RTD director for Broomfield and Longmont. CPR's Nathaniel Miner has more.
The commission chose Eric Davidson, who leads a small business. He'll join the board as RTD is making drastic budget cuts. At the same time, political leaders wanted to keep saving money for the long-promised train to Boulder and Longmont. Davidson told the commission that he agrees with that.
I firmly believe we need to have a mindset to the future and not be stealing from the future right now to cover problems today.
Davidson was appointed because no candidates made the ballot in District I. He'll join the board in January. The board as a whole could see significant turnover, depending on the outcome of the election next week. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
Residents of Pueblo will be under a curfew from 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. starting tomorrow and lasting 2 weeks. There are exceptions for essential trips, like going to the grocery store or to work. The mayor announced the curfew today following a rise in COVID cases in Pueblo County. Coming up on the program, a man killed 3 people with a knife in a Catholic church in Nice. A second man who was threatening passersby with a gun was shot dead by police in the town of Avignon. Then, black voters were the top target of foreign disinformation campaigns in 2016. Well, now there are foreign and domestic efforts to dissuade black and Latino voters from casting their ballots. We have those stories coming up next on All Things Considered on CPR News.